Radio's greatest hits.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
Airchecks.com.
Here's a story on the weather for Monday. Occasional rain in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy with rain in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudiness with a chance of more rain in the 50s. Now it's 44. And our one item more this morning is a sad item. The last surviving member of the Three Stooges, Mo Howard, died in Los Angeles during the night. He was 78, died of lung cancer. Mo Howard was the mop-haired leader of the slapstick trio. I guess everybody knows that. Mo Howard was a boyhood friend of comedian Ted Healy, who some of you may not remember. They teamed in the vaudeville act in the early 1920s, which featured Mo heckling Healy from the audience, a famous act. Howard's older brother Shemp joined the act in 1925, and the group was expanded shortly after to include Larry Fine, who died a few months ago. The group performed under different names, but clicked on the vaudeville circuit and on Broadway as Ted Healy and his Stooges. Signed by MGM, the group featured its unique brand of knockabout comedy in a number of movies, beginning with Soup to Nuts in 1930 and Dancing Lady, which starred Clark Gable and Joan Crawford. The original group started breaking up, with Shemp leaving to appear solo in MGM comedies. He was replaced by another Howard brother, Jerry, who was called Curly because of his shaven head. In 1934, Ted Healy left to pursue a career as a character actor, and the Three Stooges, as a group, renamed itself, left MGM to make a series of short comedy films for Columbia. Those are the ones that show up on TV. They acted under the Columbia banner for the next 24 years. Illness forced Curly's retirement in 1946. He died in 52. The Three Stooges membership following Shemp's death in 1955 included Joe Besser and later Joe DiRitta, who was in Mad, 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 Mad World. Television brought the Three Stooges, of course, even greater fame. Funeral services are pending for Mo Howard, who completed his autobiography just 3 weeks ago. He's survived by his widow, Helen, a son, Paul, and a daughter, Joan, who is the wife of Norman Marr, who directed several of the later Three Stooges films. Mo Howard is dead at 78.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.